Melting a frozen bottle of ice, water, or juice on Shabbos. You took a few bottles of water or juice before Shabbos and put it into your freezer and forgot about them, and they are now either completely or partially frozen. May I remove them from the freezer on Shabbos in order so they thaw out and defrost into liquid so I can drink them? May I actively smash them over a counter or table to turn it into slush and enjoy slush on Shabbos? May I simply remove it from my freezer and put it on the counter for it to melt? May I put it on top of my hot water urn to help it melt faster? May I put it outside opposite the burning sun to help it melt faster? What are the halachic regulations, if any, in regards to treating a frozen or partially frozen bottle of water or juice on Shabbos? So the question in halacha that is raised regarding this subject is not one of biblical prohibition, so long as one doesn't cook the actual liquid inside, such as by heating it to yatze ledes, but rather is a question of a rabbinical prohibition known as mylid or nylad. This is a restriction that was decreed by the sages against creating new things on Shabbos, against turning a solid substance into a liquid. Several reasons are recorded in the Rishonim and Paiskim regarding this restriction. Some say it's because it looks too similar to a forbidden action, as you're doing something new, building something new, creating something new on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you can't build and create. God rested on the Sabbath. And here you are creating new things. So records the Alter Rebbe in chapter 320, Halacha 16, and is also the reason recorded in the Taz and Rashi on the Gemara in Shabbos 51b. This prohibition is formally known as Mylid. Others, however, learn that the prohibition is not due to Mylid, but due to Nylad, which is a concept of Muktzah. So can be understood from the Sefer HaTruma, as writes the Ramban and the Rashba on Shabbos 51b in their commentary. And so is recorded in the Mishnah Berurah, although omitted from the Alter Rebbe, who does not use the term Nylad anywhere in the halachas dealing with this prohibition. Another reason recorded, also in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 320, Halacha 19, based on the Magen Avraham, Ramban and Rashba, is that the sages were worried that if they allowed people to melt ice on Shabbos into liquid, they may come to squeeze fruits on Shabbos, which by some kinds of fruits are under a biblical prohibition, such as the squeezing of olives and grapes. So to protect the biblical prohibition against squeezing juice from fruits, they decreed also against squeezing or breaking or melting ice into water. Whatever the reason is, we agree that it is prohibited. So let us now explore the bylaws of this rabbinical restriction and to which cases it applies. Is it that simple that in any case you can't melt or cause something to melt on Shabbos? Or is there a difference in halacha between active melting versus passive melting versus recognizable melting versus unrecognizable melting? So this is all that we need to now explore in order to answer our original question of our frozen or half-frozen bottle of juice on Shabbos and what may be done with it. So there are five different cases recorded in the Paiskim, some of which are unanimous for prohibition, some of which are unanimous for allowance, and some of which are under debate. Case number one, may one crush ice in order to melt it and turn it into water? Answer, according to all opinions, it is forbidden to break ice into small pieces in order so it melts. So it was the Alter Rebbe in chapter 320, Halacha 16, based on the Mechaber 329 and the Gemara in Shabbos 51b. Based on this rule, we can already derive that to take a completely frozen bottle of water or juice from your freezer and smash it until it breaks and becomes liquid is forbidden on Shabbos without any heter whatsoever, without any dissenting opinion. Case number two. May one crush ice into another liquid? In the previous case, all I have is ice, and when I finish crushing it, all I will have is the water that was melted from the ice, together with pieces of ice that I didn't yet melt. In this case, I already have liquid, and I would like to melt the ice crush it into the liquid so it melts. So in such a case, it is disputed amongst the Poskim as to whether it is under the prohibition of Meilit, and practically we rule stringently. So concludes the Alter Rebbe in chapter 320, Halacha 19, and likewise rules the Mechaber in 320.12, and the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha and Shaar HaTzion, the Ben Ishchai and Rav Poalim, and so is the final ruling. Based on this, we can derive that even if your bottle of water is only partially frozen, you may not take it, smash it against the counter or table in order to melt the ice even more, or turn it into slush. Case number 3. May I break the ice in order to reach the liquid that's under it? So it's permitted for one to break through ice, which is covering over liquid, in order to get to the liquid to drink it, as the ice does not melt by you breaking through it for this purpose. So rules the Alter Rebbe in 320.18, the Mechaber in 320.10, based on the Torah, the name of the Avia Ezri. Accordingly, it's permitted for you to take a knife and stab the top of your half-frozen water bottle or other juice bottle in order so you can get through the ice and pour the liquid. While you may not shake it in order to do this, as shaking it is similar to smashing it on a table, which we already said is forbidden to be done, you may puncture through the ice using a tool in order to get the liquid out. Now we're up to case 4. All the above cases, 1 through 3, dealt with active melting. Now what about passive melting, such as simply placing the ice near a source of heat for it to melt? So whether passive melting was prohibited by the sages is a debate amongst the Rishonim and Poskim, with both opinions being recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in both 3:20:16 and chapter 3:18, Halacha 25-27. And the final ruling for Ashkenazim, as ruled by the Ramah, the Alter Rebbe, and others, is that the custom is to be stringent unless it's a time of need. So for Ashkenazim, it's lechatchila forbidden for us to take the frozen bottle and place it opposite the sun or near a source of heat for it to melt. However, in a time of need, it's permitted to be done. In that case, we're lenient, like the lenient opinion. Furthermore, if the bottle is only partially frozen, meaning that it contains some liquid inside, then you may, even initially, place it near a source of heat, such as opposite the sun, or some distance from your electric plate, in order so it melt. As in such a case, the melted substance, which is passively melting, is not recognizable on its own as it melts into the liquid. Now, while in truth there is a debate in Achreinim whether you need to have more already melted liquid than you will have of potentially melted ice, practically one may be lenient in this matter. That so long as there is some liquid in this bottle that did not freeze, then you may place it near a source of heat. The only thing, of course, that one must beware is that one doesn't transgress the cooking prohibition, which prohibits one from placing it in an area that it can reach Yatzei Ledes, even if you intend on removing it from there before it reaches that heat temperature. However, opposite the sun, there's no cooking prohibition, and therefore certainly would be allowed if the bottle is not completely frozen. Now, if the bottle is completely frozen, would the stringency of Ashkenazim of not defrosting it apply only when you're doing it opposite a source of heat, or even simply to put it on the counter and have it defrost with room temperature? So while this matter too is debated amongst the Poskim, practically one should be stringent in this and not remove completely frozen bottles of liquid from his freezer on Shabbos unless it is a time of need. Nonetheless, those who are lenient have Poskim upon whom they can rely, even though this is not the simple understanding of the Poskim, especially of the rulings of the Alter Rebbe. We also find some Poskim of today who argue that significant beverages such as milk and wine that are frozen may be melted, even near the sun, even according to the Ashkenazi ruling, although practically one should not rely on this opinion and should follow the same ruling as all frozen liquids. So to now summarize what we learned. A frozen bottle contains certain restrictions against melting it on Shabbos, depending on how you're going to melt it, passive or active, and whether there is liquid inside the bottle, or it's completely frozen. Active melting, such as shaking it and smashing it, is always forbidden, even if there's liquid in the bottle. Passive melting, such as placing it opposite the sun, is always permitted if the bottle is not completely frozen and still contains some liquid, although it is initially forbidden to be done if it is completely frozen, in which case it should not be done even by placing it on your counter outside the freezer, unless it is a time of need.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.